presented by Listen Headlines, latest financial news from trusted sources. Updating daily noontime New York City.
New York Times Business.
September 3rd, 9:46 America, New York. Student loan forgiveness is complicated, because this is America. Instead of making higher education free, we subsidize it later through repayment plans and attempts at debt cancellation. The complexity is disrespectful.
New York Times Business.
September 3rd, 8:42 America, New York. The gas pipeline connecting Russia to Germany remains closed. A section of the Nord Stream pipeline at the port of Lubmin, Germany, last year.
Daily FX Market News.
September 3rd, 8 o'clock America, New York. USD Weekly Forecast. Solid jobs report supportive of US dollar and 75 bits per second rate hike. USD enters the week on a firm footing as the US dollar index, DXY, anticipates the ECB interest decision on Thursday.
Marginal Revolution.
September 3rd, 7:35 America, New York. Hume on the rise and progress of the arts and sciences. Avarice, or the desire of gain, is an universal passion, which operates at all times, in all places, and upon all persons. But curiosity, or the love of knowledge, has a very limited influence, and requires youth, leisure, education, genius, and example, to make it govern any person.
Global Economy.
September 3rd, 6 o'clock America, New York. No Labor Day deals at U.S. car dealerships as shortages fuel inflation. Supply problems mean balloons, barbecues and bargains to clear stock are a thing of the past.
Marginal Revolution.
September 3rd, 2:11 America, New York. Follow the science. To attend the 2023 ASSA annual meeting, all registrants will be required to be vaccinated against COVID-19 and to have received at least one booster. High-quality masks, i.e., KN95 or better, will be required in all indoor conference spaces.
Daily FX Market News.
September 3rd, 2 o'clock America, New York. Bitcoin and Ethereum forecast for the week ahead. Bitcoin struggles to gain topside traction. Ethereum is vulnerable to a merge. Buy the rumor, sell the fact.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business. September 3rd, 0:00 America, New York. A boss ordered all workers back to the office a year ago. He has no regrets. Hundreds quit after Matt Ishbia required UWM employees to be at their desks 5 days a week. Without question, it's been worth it.
BBC News Business.
September 2nd, 21:49 America, New York. Bus fare cap. England charges to be held at £2 for 3 months. The measure will run from January to March and cost £60 million, the government announces.
BBC News Business. September 2nd, 21:28 America, New York. Charity uses online returns to help hard-up families. Families have received hundreds of thousands of items of unwanted stock to help them during the cost of living crisis.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
September 2nd, 2038 America, New York. Elon Musk and Twitter set to face off at omnibus hearing next week. Chancellor Kathleen McCormick will hear arguments Tuesday on a range of issues, including whether allegations from a whistleblower complaint can be added to the billionaire's countersuit.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
September 2nd, 1906 America, New York. FTC investigating Amazon deal to buy One Medical Clinics. The probe of the $3.9 billion deal adds to the issues Amazon faces at the Antitrust Enforcement Agency and comes as technology and retail giants try to make inroads into the nation's $4 trillion healthcare economy.
Daily FX Market News.
September 2nd, 1900 America, New York, Australian dollar outlook. Data is mixed but lead looks ominous. The Australian dollar has tanked in the aftermath of a hawkish Federal Reserve and Chinese growth concerns ahead of the RBA meeting. Will higher interest rates boost AUD, USD?
New York Times Business.
September 2nd, 1807 America, New York. Russia says the gas pipeline to Germany will remain closed. Nord Stream 1, operated by state-owned Gazprom, won't reopen Saturday as expected. Heightening fears Russia will step up its use of energy to pressure Europe. A receiving station for the Nord Stream 1 natural gas pipeline near Lubmin, Germany. Marginal Revolution.
September 2nd, 1452 America, New York. Trade adjustment assistance might be going away. The program that Mr. Og looked to for help, known as trade adjustment assistance, has for the past 60 years been America's main antidote to the pressures that globalization has unleashed on its workers.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
September 2, 1448 America, New York, Recessions and Corrections. Most recessions begin from a position where the economy is operating at close to its natural rate. Therefore, when we visualize recessions, we tend to think of economies where output is depressed to a level well below its natural rate. In principle, recessions could begin at any point in the business cycle.
BBC News Business.
September 2, 1415 America, New York, Ukraine War. Key Russian gas pipeline to EU stays closed. The announcement comes shortly after the G7 agrees to cap the price of Russian oil in support of Ukraine.
Global Economy.
September 2, 1315 America, New York, the global war for talent. U.S. adds 315,000 jobs in August, G7 backs Russian oil price cap, anti-woke, investing.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
September 2, 1229 America, New York, Betsy Bailey RIP. Economist Elizabeth, Betsy, Bailey died on August 19. She was one of the key members of the Civil Aeronautics Board who helped deregulate airlines under President Carter.